that.
Is that it?
I hope you'll take notice of these fine dressers that we've got here. Brother Colton there's got a nice spiffy shirt on. Brother Randy's got a nice spiffy jacket that lights up. I mean, that buddy lights up and all that right there. Talk about if I missed anybody, well, I don't mean to, but I just thought these were noteworthy to be mentioned like that. How would you like a jacket like that to wear? You're good? Okay. It's pretty colorful, isn't it? No, it's not. All right, well, never mind then. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking there in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, if you'll take your Bible and look there in chapter number 15 in the book of Proverbs. I'll give you a moment to find that. If you're able to stand, then stand while we do look there in this chapter. In chapter number 15, in verse number 23 and 4, and as we look there in the passage, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we pray you'd bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We thank you for the good singing, for the good special music. We thank you for the good word of the Lord, and we thank you for the Spirit of God to lead, guide, and direct us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. Thank you, Lord, for those you've saved and those that you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while that if I might, on heaven and hell are both real places. You know, we mention that sometime another up and down the road of life, and we mention it in the way of speaking, just in casual conversation sometime. Sometime people, you know, they'll use it in the matter of slang and all that. But heaven and hell are two real places. And let me say to you, you are going to be in one or the other. I hope that you're going to be in heaven. I was listening to a preacher one day at a funeral, and he said something about, hey, you don't want to, you know, you certainly want to go to heaven. You don't want to go to that other place. I want to tell you what the other place is. It's called hell. It's called the bottomless pit, the lake of fire where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. And you are going to go to one or the other. That's just the way that it is. There is no middle ground. You know, Romanism invented purgatory and all of that there. There are no such thing as that. That's a lie spawned from hell. There's two places that we ought to not forget about. One of them's heaven, and I hope you're heaven bound. And the only one way you can go there is through a person. His name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, I can remember the day God came knocking on my heart. And I know that I'm not much to look at. I mean, I realize I know that. But I want to tell you, the day that I got saved, I'm washed by the blood, I could see myself as the most vile person that you'd ever met. I was religious, but lost and undone. Listen, I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, because that's the way my family brought me up. I listened to the word of the Lord. God pounded on my heart, and I came to realize and recognize that what I was, religious, but lost without God. And I'm going to tell you something, is that God took what I knew in my head, moved it right on down there to my heart. You know, I was preaching one time along these lines, and somebody said, I said, you ought to have your family down at the house of God. And a man said, well, now, you know, preacher, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I said, no, but if you keep him tied by the water hole long enough, one of these days he'll get thirsty. In this lesson we're looking at, you're going to find that if you're not one that cares enough about your family, your wife, your son, your daughter, if you're not going to bring them to the house of God, then who in the name of God's going to? See? I want to say that when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, you're going to find is that what we think about when we look at this is that Jesus Christ said over in the book of Matthew chapter 16, upon this rock I'll build my church. That's what he said. The Bible said that, if you will, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, unto him be glory in the church if you're not bringing glory to God in the church of the living God that he established, then you're not going to bring glory to God anywhere else. Somebody will tell you, you know, I can bring glory to God just as much at the hunting, out the hunting cow, or out there on the lake or on the river or creek bank or anywhere else I want to go. I can bring God just as much glory there. No, you can't. The Bible says unto Jesus, unto him be glory in the church, world without end. Now, I want to tell you something right now. It's always been that way. It's that way right now. It'll be that way tomorrow. I want to say thank God for the goodness of God that led and brought me to a place of repentance. You know, there's some things that when you look at the church, somebody said, well, the church has got a lot of problems. Yeah, it does. People that have joined up that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a lot of problems that take place in the church. But I got to tell you, is that when the Lord adds you to it, you won't be one of them. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God made me go from passing from death unto life, from religion unto righteousness, and he added me to the church. Now, you know, I got saved, and God put me in the church, and I don't know, I can't remember and do the math and all that, but over 50 years ago. And let me say to you that, if you will, that I'm a pretty sorry Christian, but I'm not sorry that I am a Christian. Somebody said, I know some people in church that are just as wicked as I am. I know them too. But that crowd's not going to heaven. That crowd, buddy, not everybody that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, he said over in the book of Matthew, not everybody that saith, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. That's why we've got a Bible. That's why we got the Holy Spirit of God to lead us and guide us and direct us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. You know, there's some time is that I'm just sitting around and I'm thinking about how good God's been and me, by the grace of God, able to have what I've got as far as the peace of God that passeth all understanding. You know, I was thinking about in this lesson, it's here, the church is an assembly. I'm not caught by surprise to see you this morning. I expected you to be here. I'm sure you expected me to be here. Now, I'm talking about barring something providential, hindrances like being sick and this and that. We've got some people that are here and that have been a little bit under the weather. They'll tell you that it's an allergy, but God knows they just don't know what they're talking about. I don't think they're lying. I think they're just hoping. See? I was standing around and heard a man last night, and whenever and he's a big man. I mean, twice as big as I am. And he's a pretty good-sized man. And, man, he looked rough as a cob and standing up and leaning up against a wall. And when he coughed, it sounded like his right lung came up. And I thought, there's an old boy with allergies. I mean, no need trying to run from it. You may go to Atwoods, and if you do, there's going to be somebody there with an allergy. You can go to Academy, and I like Academy and all that business there. Hey, by the way, did you realize that, no, there's supposed to be a Bass Pro they're building at the old Gander Mountain in Tyler? Did you know that? Some of you knew that. I was hoping everybody knew it so I wouldn't feel like I was the only one that did. First time I ever went to Gander Mountain. It was over there. Where's that at? Corsicana? Corsicana, where it was. And the first time we ever went to Gander Mountain, I said, hey, you want to go to Gander Mountain? My wife, buddy, she said, oh, yeah, yeah. And we got over there. We got nearly there. And she said, I should have brought a camera or something and all that. She's looking for the mountain, as you well know. And so we drove up in there, and man, her countenance fell. Oh, this is just a sporting goods place. I mean, there's a name bigger than life across it. Gander Mountain. Must have been a lot of women felt the same way about it as my wife did, because they went out of business and not too many moons after that. I want to say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to look into the Bible and you begin to look at the church of the living God, the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, in this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find the church is available to you and I and so forth and on. When you come together like this, is that you're in a family. I'm glad I'm a part of a family of God. And let me tell you right now is that make no mistake about it, God my Father and God your Father, let me say to you, we got into the family the same way by the precious blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I got to tell you something, is that the question is, are you in the family this morning? You can be. I went a long time and wasn't. I knew exactly what to do, how to pray, how to lead a song, how to teach a class. I knew a lot of things about the church, but I wasn't born into the family of God until the age of 24. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that I thank God for the privilege to be in the family of God. I like to sing that old song, glad I'm a part of the family of God. I want to tell you something, if you're not part of the family of God, you're missing out on the best family that you'll be ever be able to be identified with your family. I was thinking about in this lesson that's here, it not only deals with us as a family, it deals with faith. Now, you know, you can't come walking down the aisle, sign a card, or get in, make a pledge, and be on the road to heaven. It's going to take some God-given faith to bring you to the family of God. And by that, the Bible said over the book of Romans chapter number 10, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You want to get somebody saved, you're going to have to promise them something besides just what you've got to offer. You're going to have to preach to them the word of the Lord. And let me tell you, the Bible said God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe it. Somebody said, well, I've heard a lot, I don't believe it. You'll not get saved until you believe what God said. In this Bible lesson that we were looking at that's here, you begin to recognize and realize and know that there's an accountability that we have to God. And let me say to you, when you're part of the family of God, there's an accountability that we have to the church. And by that, you're going to find out that God puts us in. We've got a responsible place. And, I've changed cars a whole lot since I've been here. But you know what? I'm glad to know I'm still going to the same church and serving God and all that bit. Now, if you ever get a preacher that's deader than 10 o'clock, I'm going somewhere else. But as long as there's somebody that's got the touch of God upon them, I plan to be in the house of God with the family of God, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. I got to tell you right now that when you begin to look into this lesson here, the only way you're going to have God-given faith that's going to be imparted to you from the word of the Lord is by hearing the word of the Lord. Somebody asked me one time, said, well, what if you all of a sudden decide to just dump your faith? The faith that I'm talking about that'll save you did not originate with man, it originated with the Lord. And the only way he's going to give it to you is that if you hear the word of the Lord and the Holy Ghost of God's knocking upon your heart's door and you repent toward God and by faith believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's faith you can't give back because that's faith you didn't have to start out with. Now, I don't know about you and all that business there, but sometimes you think, well, I get sick of going to church. Me too. Don't tell anybody. But every now and again, God grabs hold of me and showed me where I would have been had it not been for the grace of God. And then it makes me glad when I go down to the house of God to see where he brought me from and to see where he's taking me to. In this lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that there may be some people that have a few faults. I've had people literally tell me, well, I know so-and-so in your church, and I guarantee you right now is I'm a better person than they are. And I say, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that you are, but that won't carry you to heaven. See, is that you may be better than most people in the church, but that won't carry you to heaven. It won't cause you to miss hell and make heaven. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, there's a family, the family of God you can be in. There's faith that comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Did you know that the Bible said that until God moves at the natural man or the natural woman, it's either way, it's a neuter gender word. But anyhow, the Bible teaches and says is that they're spiritually discerned and neither can they know him. So you're not going to be able to know God on your own. Every now and again, you know, I was looking on TV and and I was watching the news a little bit. And people that I like sometimes, you know, like that Pete Headset, you know. I mean, I believe he says he's saved now and he's a changed man. I hope he is. He's on his third wife, and I'm not beating him up for that. But I just said all that to be able to say this, is that here's a man that talks a lot of religion out of both sides of his mouth, but I don't know if he can walk one inch with God. Now, somebody may say, well, if that's Christianity, I don't want none of it. Well, you can go to hell on many occasions if you don't want to trust Christ. Any excuse you want to use will send you to a devil's hell. If you don't want to be around hypocrites, and I've had many persons tell me, I don't like to go to church, I don't want to be around no hypocrites. Well, then you'd better really be saved and go to heaven. That's the only place you won't find any. You see, the devil is an arch enemy, and he's a grand deceiver. And I got to say to you that, if you will, that whenever you begin to look into this Bible, is that if you want the peace of God, you're going to have peace with God, and that's going to come through a person, and his name's the Lord Jesus Christ. I begin to think about in this, you know, the Bible said over there, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, our job as a Christian, since we got saved and we have a peace of God that passeth all understanding, the war's over between me and God. I'm on his side, he's on mine, I'm in his family, and he's my father. And if you're saved, you can say that as well. And I want to say all that to be able to tell you that when you're part of the family of God, it's our job with our lip and life to show others what it means to be washed by the blood, born into the family of God. Every now and again, you know, you're standing around, and somebody will walk up and say, hey, to me, that is, maybe some of you women, but to me especially, they'll walk up, you a preacher? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I am. I can tell it. I can tell by your voice. I said, really? Well, God bless you. And of course, it scared me because that woman's voice was dark, deeper than mine. I thought, oh no, she's fixing to tell me she's a preacher. Then we're going to go round and round about it. Especially, you know, if you're in Houston, you run upon a lot of them. We used to go to those cafeterias every now and again, but being live, especially on a Sunday, well, we saved a long time to be able to go to a cafeteria because we were so poor we couldn't pay attention. But anyhow, standing there in that line, and oh, they was talking about the wonderful sermon that Sister So-and-so had brought and blah, 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 blah. And I said, ma'am, let me ask you this here. You know, the Bible said the qualifications to a preacher is over there in the book of 1 Timothy. And that if a man desires the office of a bishop, if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires good work, and he must be, the first qualification must be the husband of one wife. Husband. Now that lady you bragging on has been preaching to y'all, and y'all been sitting there like blind ducks. Whose husband is she? You know, it didn't go over well. I mean, it just didn't. Oh, she's sitting here, and I know we'll forget it. Oh, you sound like the Apostle Paul. That's the thing Paul had with women. I said, hold it a minute, lady. You don't believe the Bible's the word of the Lord? Well, yes, I do. I said, do you believe Paul wrote the Bible or the Holy Ghost of God wrote the Bible? But I had her nailed down. Well, I see right now there's no need talking to you. And I said, not if you want me to change the Bible and what the Holy Ghost of God said. See, they don't have an answer for that, but I've got an answer for you this morning. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I don't want to ever make anybody mad, but I've made a few people mad up and down the road without even trying. But I just want to tell you right up front as we get ready to close and leave here, because I know you're going to get hungry shortly. I want you to understand, and I want you to realize and know, that heaven is a real place and it waits for you. I read over there in the book of Matthew chapter number 25, the Bible said, is that that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. You know what's going to happen, don't you? I'll tell you what's going to happen is that one of these days, this world that's been religious, blind leading the blind, both of them are going to end up in the ditch. But I want to tell you, if you want to have peace with God this morning, you're going to have the peace of God this morning that comes from the Prince of Peace. You know what his name is? The Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, well, I guess I'm Baptist. That won't get you to heaven. I guess I'm, they'll pull their denominational tag. I've asked many persons, if you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? And they'll go to pulling out their denominational tag. Well, I'm not asking you about your denomination. I'm asking you about your destination. And the only way you can ever miss hell and make heaven is through a person, and his name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When God saved me, put me in the house of God, the church of the living God. And let me say to you that, if you will, that one of these days is that I'm going to go from this life to the everlasting life that I've already gotten in my soul. I hope you've got that for yourself and your family. I hope you do. If not, I hope God will disturb you about it until you find peace with Him. I wonder, while we bow our heads, stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, and we get ready to leave here this morning. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us even while we've been unlovable. Lord, I pray that you'd tug upon the heart of every man, every woman, every boy and girl. If there's one lost without God, may now you pound heavily upon their heart and let them know it's them that you're dealing with. And then, dear God, I pray that, Lord, they'll not let that pass until they find peace with thee, until they've trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior of their heart and soul and life. Thank you now for all you've done. Thank you, Lord, for the good food. May your blessings be upon it. And this time of fellowship that we enjoy together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shake hands.